Today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Tes Zayin, and we are on Kuf Tes Vav, three lines from the bottom. Amar Mar, Hakol Kasherin LaHakriv. Right before the Mishkan was set up, so then all types of animals were allowed to be brought as korbanos. Right, behema, chaya, an oaf, suminoha nemili. What's the source for that? So Amar Huna, do Amar Kro, vayive noach mizbeach laHashem, vayikach mikol habehema hatora, mikol oif hatohor. So you see beferish that Noach brought all three categories. Behema kimashmo, behema is the way it's mashmo, like it sounds. Chaya bichlal behema, and a chaya is within the category of behema. So Baruch Hashem, we have a parsha connection. The last Rashi on the daf, chaya bichlal behema. Dichsiv, it says in pasuk this week's parsha, zoisa behema sher tochelu. Right, it says this is the behema that you could eat. Right, Rashi doesn't quote the end of the pasuk, but it says shor se kisavim vese izin. And then the next pasuk is v'samech lei ayil utzvi v'yachmur. So it's the hart, the gazelle, the roebuck, these different animals. So you see that these are connected, right? Now we turn to excuse me. Top of Amud Aleph, Zuchar Nekevas, right? So you have males, females, timim, bali, mumin. Complete or animals that have mum, the Omer Mar Thomas Zachrus Behema, the ain't Thomas Zachrus Beoifos. So the drasha is that we require it to be a tam with a mum and a zachor that's by a behema, but you don't have to be a tam or a zachor by an oif, by a bird. Nevertheless, though based on Pasuk and Malachi, that it can't be a major ba'mum, that wouldn't be, if it's missing like an aver entirely or something like that, that would not be respectful to bring that as a korban. The itzkish behema le'of, so we make a hekish, right, for the behemoths to the oaf back there, but talking about the pesukim that Noach, the korbans that Noach brought, tamim and bali mumin. So we make we connect the tam to a baal mum as well. Lafuke mechusar aver delo, but not if it's lacking an aver, that already is too much. Omer belazer minayin the mechusar aver shneimer livenei Noach. I'm sorry, that was right. The mechusar aver she neesar livenei Noach. Right, correction. So how do you know that if it was missing a limb, then a ben Noach can not bring it to tam alone or mikol achai mikol baser. From every living thing of all flesh. So Amra Torah, Have Behema Shechayin Roshe Evarin Shaloh. You have to bring a type of behema whose all of its Evarim are living, meaning it's not lacking anything, because if it was lacking, that's the source that you would be possibly brought as a korban. So one second, Vidilma Lemaute Trefa. Maybe this pasuk of Mikol Achai Mikol Baser is coming to tell me a trefa, because that's not Mikol Achai, right? That's not living. No. That I learned out that a trefa is no good is hahu mi lechayos zera nafka. I learned that out from lechayos zera to keep alive the zera, and a trefa cannot give birth. Okay, so we'll see in a second tshuva from the Rashba. What about a trefa that would give birth? He says that's like an exception. That's like a miracle. One second. Ha nicha lemando omer trefa ina yoledis. Okay, that's very good. According to the mando omer holds that a trefa can't give birth. However, lemando omer trefa yoledis sema'ig lememor. What are you going to say about that? How's your drasha work? So the Rashba says that if it would happen again, this is like a special nace, but that's not normal. It's according to this opinion, a trefa cannot, will not give birth. It touches upon a little bit of a larger issue. Hashem, if like the Rashi was saying, Hashem does a nes for a behema. How much hashkacha do we assume does Hashem give to the animal kingdom? Is it a klalius type of hashkacha, that just in general, this is what's going to happen to the entire population of horses, but each and every horse does not necessarily have a special hashkacha on it? It seems to be machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban on this issue. There's the famous Or HaChaim in Parshas Vayeshev, which talks about Yosef falling and says, "Oy l'mi shenafel b'ni yad b'nei bechira." Woe is the person who could fall into the hands of a of someone with free will, but as opposed to a behema. So again, there's a lot of discussion on that, but that would work over here almost as a tangent for this whole discussion of whether trefa could give birth or not, right? So again, this worked out very well according to one who held that a trefa is eini yoledes. What about the one who says that the trefa could give birth? Michael and Amar. So Amar Kral, the pasuk says itoch, right? By Noach, it says you have to take the one with you. So the Gemara Darshan's bedoimin lechol, has to be doimin, has to be similar to you, meaning you, Noach, are not a trefa, so you have to take behemoths that are not a trefa as well. Okay, I understand this drush of Itach asks the more of Dilma Noach Gufa Trefa Hava. One second. Maybe Noach was a Trefa, and when the pasuk says Itach with you, like you, similar to you, that means you should take a Trefa. So no, Tom Ksibbe. It's written by Noach that he was Tom, he was complete. So, okay, that's true, but maybe Dilma Tomim Bedrochav. Maybe Tom was describing his actions, right? But I mean, not that he was physically a Tom, maybe he was a Trefa, but he was a good, a moral person. No, that can't be because Tzadik Ksibbe. We already know he's a tzaddik. So I know already that his actions were fine. So therefore, it says that he was tamim, the tamim must be going on his guf and not on his his meisim. So Dilma tamim bedrachav, tzaddik b'masov. One second. Maybe he was tamim bedrachav in his manner and he was a tzaddik with his actions. See, Isakadai tech noach gufe trefa have. One second. You gotta tell me, the havmina is that Noach was a trefa. So mika amale le Noach. When Hashem said to Noach, "Dikavasoach ayel, you should bring in those that are like you, right? But shleimim lo ta'ayel, you shouldn't bring shleim. You shouldn't. God's wiping out the world and starting all over again. So I'm starting. I'm building a brand new universe. I'm only going to take trefas. It's not logical to say that. So certainly, come the end of the day, Noach was not a trefa, and therefore we learn out the fact that a trefa is not allowed to be brought is from the word itoch. You couldn't bring these from korbanos." Okay, so this is in the Gemara. Me'achir denafgalon me'itach. Now I've learned this out. L'chayav zera lamalis. And what I learned from the other pasuk, right? That if you need it, smadatim, I would have thought itach with you. Litzavta ba'alma, just for to be with you for some companionship. So afila zaki and afila saurus. You could bring an old animal. You could bring an animal that was a saurus that was castrated. So Kamash Malan, so no, the Chiddush is, that's what we learn now, L'chayo Zera, you have to bring animals that were able to, continue to procreate. And therefore, those are the ones that were brought onto the Teva. So, okay. And the Braisa said that before the Mishkan was built, then it was, Korbanos were brought from Tahorin of Alo Temeim, that they were brought from kosher animals, but they were not brought from non-kosher, right? That's because the pasuk says that Noach took a behemoth that were taught, right? Right, the famous drashim pesachim asher kol behemah asher einena tahora. Right, okay. Umi have a temein tahora in bahi shaita. One second, ask the Gemara: were there such a thing as kosher, non-kosher, pure and impure types of animals? Right, that's the thing that comes after the Torah was given. Right, Parsha Shemini. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yonasan, sorry, me'oison shelo ne'evdo behen avera. No, when it says to take the behemoths that were tahor, that's the ones that were not used for an avera, right? But if they were, so then that's what it means. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it was actually kosher or non-kosher. So mino haviyade. So in one second, how did Noach know which one did had bishiali and which one didn't? Or maybe bishiali left off means that we know that they were dovak be. Their own species. So Rav Chizda, the Amr of Chizda, Heviron Lifnei HaTeva. What happens, Noach had every single animal walk in front of the Teva. Kol Shateva, Kolta, Latiton, anything that the we call it, like Klita, America's Klitas, absorb, right? Any behemoth that would become allowed to become into the Teva, but Yadua Shehi Tohor, we know that it did not pervert its ways and it was Tohor, fine. Ain't a Teva Kolton, if the Teva would not be collate, absorb it, so then Biyadua Shehin Temeim, we know that animal did pervert its ways. Rabbi Yavahu Amar Krav Haboim Zocher Nekeva Haboim Me'alehin. So Rabbi Yavahu gives a different pshat, says they all came in Zocher Nekeva, so it means that those went on their own. So Noach didn't have to necessarily make a chilik between the Temeim and the Torah, the ones that owned the Torah, ones who came to Noach. So these are the two answers that the Gemara gives. Again, that They went in front of the teva, or because the ones that came with the own accords. Rashi and Chumash says different. Rashi says, how did he know Tahorin and Tameim? Because it is Malamish and Noach Lamitorah, right? It says Noach Lamitorah, but that's not the answer over here. So there's a beautiful sefer that quotes in the Beis Halevi the following idea that he asks the Beis Halevi, he says, one second, why are these behemoths behaving in such perverse ways? Do you really think that a giraffe has a taiva to live with an elephant, or that a cat has a taiva to live with a horse, I don't know, whatever it is? So, no. But pshat is, when the Bnei Adam became so mushchus, that had a hashpa on their surroundings, and since they had perverted, the Adam is the conductor of Hashem's orchestra. The Adam is everything is tali on his ma'isim. So when a human being behaves in a perverted way, that makes a roshim. So he wanted to say like this: the fact that Noach was learning Torah, this is what he wanted to say. I just don't recall the name of the sefer that I heard this from. That since Noach was learning Torah, and they the teva that hashpon the teva itself, that's why the teva was opening and closing its doors based upon this Beis Halevi. Okay, weiter. Amar mar v'hakol korvu oilos. Right, everyone's allowed to bring an ola. So olos in shlamim los. The drush is yeah. And all they could bring, but shlam they couldn't. V'aksiv yizbechu zvachim shlam l'Hashem parim. It says by Har Sinai that they brought the zvachim and shlamim. So elayim, you have to say hakol korvu olos u'shlamim v'hatanya aval shlamim lo ki'im olos. A little different versions in the gears of here. Olos ein shlamim lo. Command the amr lo korvu shlamim b'nei noach. This price is going on is that shlam are not allowed to be brought by a goy. It my Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon bar Chanina, chad amar karvu shlam leinoch, vechad amar lo karvu. So it's a machloikis as to whether or not they brought these or not. So, one second, I saw. Let me find it. Where do we see this? Oh, yeah, lo karvu shlam bnei noach. It's here in the Bir Chassidus L'Shas. Inyan Achilas Shlamim Hu Kemosh Amru Mishulchan Gavoa Kozachi Ki Yisrael Shekiblu HaTorah V'Oivdim Es Hashem Heim Nechnaim V'Batayu Megabi Hashem Yisbarach Kemo Ivdu Avusha Kohina Oicha B'Truma. And Eved's allowed to eat it, so therefore again Masha Ein Kein B'nei Noach Kezarim Nechshavu, they're considered to be a Zar, V'Asurin L'Acho Mishulchan Gavoa. Right, so that's what it means. They can't bring the shlamim. Okay, that's the famous distinction between the Bnei Noach and the Bnei Yisrael as to what types of korbanos they're allowed to brought. There's another piece actually. I'm sorry, I was a little bit jumped the gun a second. I really want to bring over is brought down. We're going to get invited to. Okay, my time in demand the oimer korvu shlamim Bnei Noach. What's the Svar one holds that Bnei Noach do bring the Shlamim Dechsiv. You have a proof, you have a precedent, I should say, in the Torah. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu Mi Bechoros Tzono Umei Chalvehen. So you find the Hevel also brought Kobanos. Ezehu Dover Shechelbo Koriv Lagavi Mizbech, the Ein Kulu Koriv Lagavi Mizbech. So what Korban is this? Have a Omer Zesh Shlamim, right? You see Shlamim because on that the eat the meat. My time, the man to Omer lo karvus. What's the svar? What's the source for the man to Omer holds that they didn't bring? Dechsiv uri tzafon uvoi teiman. Right, a pasuk in a Shir Hashirim. Uri tzafon, let the north one awake, rise up. Right, uvoi and come teiman. This is from the south. Tis na'ir uma shemase bet tzafon. So the ones whose nations, meaning the Bnei Noach, they're Meisen, their korbanos are only brought b'tzafon. They can only bring an ola, right? So that's only done tzafon. Tava uma, bring let the other nation come, meaning the Klal Yisrael. Shemase b'tzafon uvidarom. We bring korbanos both in the northern side of the mizbech and the southern side, meaning shlamim are brought on the darom and the olas are brought on the tzafon, right? So therefore, it's all for us. Umar nami, right? Okay, so now how are you going to do this? Dechsiv, the one who holds, they bring both. It says right? So what are you going to do with that? So he answers up, no, umishmanehen didahu. The fat means that Hevel didn't bring the fats of the korban. It means he brought the fattest of them, the choicest of his behemoths. That's what he brought, but it wasn't actually the fat itself. Umar nami, and the other one, Mandomer, holds that the goyim did bring shlamim. What's he going to do? Haksiv uritzafon. So the hebe kibbutz golius hudichsiv. He learns that the pasuk is talking not about where the korbanos come, but that's referring to kibbutz golius, when you'll have the klal Yisrael coming in from both the north and the south. And then we had a very beautiful Shabbos in the Gush years ago, going back over 20 years ago. And one of the Ramana was speaking how he was at Ben Gurion, and he saw two flights, literally back to back. One flight was Jews coming on Aliyah from Russia, and one Jews was a flight of Jews coming from Ethiopia, right? So that's if it's Kibbutz Golius, Uritzafun, Avoy Teman. Come from the north, come from the south. Okay, weiter back in the Gemara of Haksi, Vayomer Moshe, Gam Ata, Titein Biadenu, Zvachim Vaolos, Asinu, Vashem Elokeinu. Right, so Moshe says to Paro, you're going to bring Zvachim, right? So this is Mashmed Zvachim, again, Zvachim here, the Shlamim. So you see, they were given before the Kodah Matan Torah. Someone says, no, Zvachim La'achila. Those are just korbanos they're going to be eating. That's not, you know, it means they're slaughtering. That's not a korban, you're just going to shecht it. Okay, the olos, but the korbanos, or the olos, that's La'akrava. So that's not a kasha. I've haksi, v'yikach yisra chaysin Moshe, ola uzvachim. So when Moshe, the father-in-law, I'm sorry, Yisra, the father-in-law of Moshe, brought, it says here, Zvachim, right? And Zvachim is referring to Korbanos, and it says that Yisro was bringing them for Hashem, so you see that Shlomim were being brought Kodah Matan Torah. No, Hahul Acher Matan Torah Hudechsev. Nope, that pasuk talking about Yisro bringing Korbanos, that's talking about after the Torah was given, and once the Torah is already given, then you're allowed to bring the Shlomim. Okay, that's a very good pshat. According to the Manda Omer, hold that Yisro came after the Torah was given. El Manda Omer Yisro koyde matan Torah haya, but according to the sheet that holds, Yisro came before the Torah was given. Mike Lememer, what are you gonna say? The Itmar b'nei Rabbi Chia of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This was a discussion between the B'nei Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar Yisro Kodah Matan Torah Haya, V'chad Amar Yisro Acher Matan Torah Haya. L'manda Amar Yisro Kodah Matan Torah Haya, K'savar Shlom Hikrivu B'nei Noach. If the one who holds that Yisro came before the Torah was given, so he holds that the B'nei Noach are allowed to bring Shlomim, right? So this is what I wanted to point out. There is the Shem Yishmul, he brings over here this idea about Yisro coming. So this is Eilav Eilav Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both opinions about whether Yisro came Kodah Matan Torah or Acher Matan Torah, they're both true. That's right. He brings a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Aleph Lamed Beis, Yisro Kumar Levodah Zara Haya. Right? We know that Yisro was a priest for Avodah Zara. V'rosh Ein Bo Mamash. He saw that it was futile. There was no substance to it. Here last is tshuva, and he had a thought to do tshuva. Ha'itzi klei tashmishi avodah zara v'nosan lehem hakol. He got rid of all of his kelim. Amdu v'niduhu, so they excommunicated Yisro. Hainu Yisro afshe terem hayelo kol musag al kedusha v'avodah Hashem. Right? Before he understood at least what the kedusha is in avodah Hashem, b'chozos hishlich nafsho mirachok v'zonach es avodah zara. He cast aside all the avodah zara before that. Kevin shona esara, soni esara, the es hasheker be'etzim. He hated the lies. Lo mipnei shezem is naged el hatoy v'hayoshar ve'el kedusha. Right, that he inherently hated. That's the first stage. Achle achas shoshama al matan Torah hu bo. But then he hears about matan Torah, then he comes. Bechleid lekabel also al yedei va'al yado v'hafoich es kol midosav lekedusha. So that's the idea that the Shem Yishmu was saying. It's on Shavuos that this idea of Yisro coming. It's elu ve'elu. They were just talking about different phases in Yisro's spiritual development. Okay, beautiful idea. Kitanoi. So this whole machlokes amaroyim is when Yisrael came, is really machlokes amongst the Tanoim. Says the pasuk Vayishma Yisrael Koin Midyon, right? We know this from Rashi. Rashi got it here from the Gemara. Mashmur Shama Uvov, and this guy, Rashi, only quotes two of the three opinions. We'll see right now. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Milchemes Amalek Shama, you heard about the war with Amalek. Shahiksiv Bitsido, Vayachaloshi, Hoshua Es Amalek, Ves Amalifi Chorav. Because Yisrael is Perak Yudches, but the very end of Perak Yud Zion is the war with Amalek. So Smichas Aparshius makes a lot of sense. That's the first Shita. Rabbi Lazar Hamodi Omer, he says, Matan Torah Shama Uvo. Lazar Hamodi, he said that Yisro heard about the Matan Torah, and that's what made him come. Kish Nitna Torah Li Yisrael Hayakola Holich Misoifa Olamad Soifa, because there was a voice went from one end of the world to the other. Vechomalchi Umasa Olam Achazoson Rada Behechalehen. Right, a fear gripped them when they were in their palaces. For Amr Shira, they sang Shira Shneemar of Heichalo Kulon Rekavod. In his Heichal, in his palace, everyone's going to say Kavod, which means each and every melech in his own palace said shavach and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Niskab sukulam eitzah Bilam HaRasha. So at that time, when they heard this Matan Torah, everyone went to Bilam HaRasha. He was their Navi, right? Lokam b'Yisrael, but amongst the Goyim, their Navi, their go-to prophet was Bilam. Amrulo, ma kol ha-hemon asher sham. What's his voice we hear? Shem ha-mabu bol olam? So it's fascinating. They hear this and they think a mabul is coming. Explain what that means in a second. Then Hashem l'mabul yoshav. Amr lahem vayeshev Hashem melech l'olam. Kvar nishba ha-kodesh baruch hu she'ein mevi mabul l'olam. Hashem already promised that he's not going to bring a mabul anymore to the world. So amrulo. So they said back to Bilam, right? Meaning Bilam's reassuring them, it's not going to happen. So they said back, okay, fine. Mabul shamayim eino, maybe it's not going to be a water. Aval mabul shel esh, maybe, but maybe it's going to be a flood of fire. Shneimar hinei ba'esh Hashem nishpat. He's going to judge us by fire. Amar lahem kevar nishba she'eino mashchis kol basar. Hashem already took a shvu. He's not going to destroy anybody, neither by fire, neither by water. Umakol hamon hazeh sheshamu, right? What was this voice, right? That they're asking, that we're hearing. So amul hem, so Bilam's mazbir them explains. Chem de toy veyeshlo bebeiz genozov shahaisa kenuza etzlo. He has this precious treasure that's been hidden in his stored with him. Tisha meos v'shivim v'arba'a doros koidim shenivra ha'olam, for 974 doros, generations before the world was created. Ubigesh litno levona, if he wants to give it to his children. Shneva Hashem oz le'amo yitain. Hashem's giving oz, right? Enos el Torah. Miyad poschu kulam v'amu Hashem yivorech es amo v'shalom. So they all said that there's going to Hashem is benching his nation with peace. So there's a lot of discussion over here. You know, what's this? That's this idea of that there's a mabul coming. So Remer Shapiro says that we see an achdus over here, and we don't understand why this achdus is coming. They think that it's an achdus based upon fear. You know, throughout history, whenever there's a common enemy, so people even from various different backgrounds will come together, and there'll be a sense of achdus, not in a positive sense, more just because of fear. So that's what they thought, that this achdus, we see them coming together. Vayichen sham Yisrael neged ahar, ki'ish echad b'lev echad. They saw the achdus and they thought it's fear. So he says, no, Hashem yivarech es amav v'shalom. This is a different type of achdus. You don't know from this, but this is what the Klal Yisrael is coming together for shalom. So that's one idea. Also, we know that, what's this, you know, Tuftuf Kufay and Dalad, 974 Doros, right? So, because there was 26 Doros from Adam until Moshe, right? And those 26, that's connected the 26 times we say in the Halal Hagadol, Kile Elam Chazdo, the 26 Doros that were there. But there's a beautiful ideas in the Ben Yehoyada as to what's the significance of these numbers. So just maybe we'll say it quickly, right? Kasha, lemay hutzrich lo'odianu hay milsa de tof tof kufay in dalad doros. What do you have to tell me is there for 974 generations? V'nir lidiv satis shemay nischavin hodiyam she'im yirtzu atu l'kabel ha'torah. if you're going to want to get the mekabel the Torah, lo yitin lehem yan ki meikara haisa haTorah lechelkam shel Yisrael bilvad. If you want to get the Torah, you can't, because it originally belongs to the Klal Yisrael. Dechsiv magid devarach liyakov chukav mishpatov liyisrael lo asachin lechol goy. Right, the pasuk we're familiar with from Pesukim Zimra. V'simin hameir al zois, beautiful. Hushigunuza etzlo. How do you know this belongs to the Klal Yisrael? Because it was by us for the tough Kuf Ayin Dawud 974 Doros Kodam Shenivra Ha'olam Shemis Parzek. The Gematria this Hu Ola Kiminyan Yeshuas Yaakov. Right, Yeshuas Yaakov. It's us. Remez Meikara Da Hatorah Hi Yeshuas Yaakov Bilvad. That it's ours alone, and that they don't have any shaykhes to this. Another beautiful idea. He quotes in the next piece. Ben Yehoyada says that we know the famous Midrash, and that Hashem went to different Umas Olam and offered to them. He says he went to the Esav. He says he wanted. It says Lo Sirtzach. Sorry, we can't do that. It says it went to the Amom and Moav. They can't do because of Lo Sinaf, and where they come from that type of relationship. Went to the Bnei Shmuel. They do the Gezel and Geneva. So it says, really, what was the whole point here? That there's two aspects to the Torah. Says the Ben Yehoyada, there's the Sur Meira aspect, and there's the Ase Tov. So he says that if you, this idea of Hine Sur Meira Ase Tov, who mispar tuf kufayin dalad, that's Gematria 974, that again, a beautiful idea that that's what we have. We have something that's both aspects of not doing the negative and doing the positive as well. Okay, now, the third shita is to what exactly heard again. The first one was Amalek. The second was Matan Torah. Rabbi Lazar Oimer Kriyas Yamsuf Shamovo. The third opinion as to what Yisro heard that made him want to come and be Megayer was Kriyas Yamsuf Shneemar Vahiki Shmoa Kol Malchehem Ori. This was talking about that all the kings heard. V'af Rachav Hazona Amra L'Shluchei Yehoshua, and even Rachav the Zona said to the Shluchim of Yehoshua, Ki Shamanu Es Asher Hoivish Hashem Es Mei Yamsuf. We've heard what Hashem dried up the Yamsuf, that it's no longer there anymore. So there's a lot of discussion, actually. You know, they'll just say it over outside. First of all, one point just to bring out that Yehoshua himself knew how dangerous it was to send the Meraglim. He himself was part of the original that ended up in the catastrophe. So the Malbim brings, I think, five different distinctions between the original Meraglim that ended in disaster and the spies that Yehoshua sent. There was only two, there wasn't 12, they were close by, it wasn't far away, it was done secretly, it wasn't done in front of the whole nation, etc. But the deeper insight, again, from the Ben Yehoyada, as to what exactly is going on over here. Let me see if I could find it. Talks about the shlichus. If I don't see it right now, keep going. No, all right, fine. He talks about the shluch on kamoso, and then because I'll just say it over outside again. I apologize, but the idea was that the Neshitim was the place where the Klal Yisrael was nichshol in this whole inyan of Znus. So Bedavka, he sent them from Shittim to go to Rachav the Zona, and there they'll be omid in the Nisayon. They'll go to that makom of Mius, and by the fact that they're Moser Nefesh for that, and Shluchim Kamoso, it's like the entire Klal Yisrael was Moser Nefesh, and therefore they were able to conquer the Eretz Yisrael. Let's go vital. There's a lot to talk about, but we'll have to cut out a few things we can't name. Maishna hosam domer lev lo hayabam od ruach. Right, there was no spirit in them anymore. Maishna hochadikamra lo kama od ruach beish. So lo kama, it didn't literally rise, and it says be'ish. So the Gemara explains it's a euphemism on the top of Amad Beis. dafilu ikashuye namilo ikashu, that a man wasn't able to become aroused. Umana yada, how would she know that? To Amar Mar, because we have ein lecha kolsar v'nagid shlobo el al rachav hazayne, that every prince and ruler at that time was intimate with rachav. So she knew, you know, firsthand experience. So Amru, they added on a very interesting piece of information. Bas eser shanim haisa kishiyatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim. She was 10 years old when Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. Vizantza kol arbim shana shah Yisrael b'midbar. And she did znus for 40 years. The Klal Yisrael was in the midbar. Acher chamishim shana nizgayra. And after 50 years, she converted. Amra yehe mochuli b'schar chevel chaloin upishnim. With let the rope, this window, and the flax that which I used to save Yoshua's two spies, let them do tshuva, because I used to use these exact same kalim when people would come to visit me secretly in the middle of the night. This is similar to the te'ena with Adam and Chava, that the very same item that they were nichshlin were used for to make the clothing for. So the Shem Yishmael has a very beautiful idea, is to you see from here this koach of tshuva. In other words, the Gemara Megillah tells us Yudalim and Beis that Rachav married the Gadol Hador Yehoshua. So he says the Shem Yishmuel Nizgai Benasas Yehoshua. This is a pella. Minayin la hakoach v'ha'oiz hazeh. Where did she get this koach to do such a thing? Acher she'avra aleh chamishim shana ke'elish. She spent the first 50 years of her life doing this. Lahagia l'madrega kazois. Now she reaches this unbelievable level. Shetuchel in aseh letzadik hador Yoshua. Right? How did she get that? Eliksiv ozi v'zimros ko v'yehi li v'yeshua. That's the secret right there, that pasuk in Shmos, right? Hainu ha'oiz shenasato b'nafshi lehizgaver al hakol v'lo lehizayish. The fact that I had this oz, I had this strength to be mizgaber and not to give in to depression, to yeyush, to give in, zegor v'yehi li v'yeshua. That's what caused me to have Yeshua. Rachav Hazona came and she nosna daita lehizgayer. Once she had a firm resolve to become Jewish, kibla miyad hakoach v'ha'oiz shel Yisrael, also tshuva v'hizgavro al ha'over shela. She overcame her past. Important message to be thinking about as we're coming up to Chodesh Elul. Adje gila madrega gezu shetuch lehin asa Yeshua. She got to that level that she was able to marry Yeshua. Bezeh hi hara derech lechol adam. This teaches all of us. Ki bechol matzav shehunimsa, any situation we find ourselves, al yis yayish. Don't have yeyush. Don't give in. Don't be despair. Don't have despair. Ela yachtur velo derech lehizgaber al hakol. Adje izkaba b'teshuva shleima lefonov. Hashem will be mekabel our tshuva. Beautiful idea for that. Okay, now we'll, then that's the ends the agadas. We'll get back to the halachic part of it. Amar Mar. V'goyim bizman hazeh rishoyim la'asleis kain. The goyim nowadays are allowed to bring korbanos, even though a Jew can't. Minohan imir had, you know that, titan rabbanon daber el bnei Yisrael. So bnei Yisrael mitzuvin al shchut echutz, ve'en ha'goyim mitzuvin al shchut echutz. The parasha says only the Klal Yisrael are restricted. Lefikach, therefore, kol echad ve'echad boyin el obama la'atzmo u'makriv aleha kol ma she'yirtze. A guy can build his own little obama, his own, you know, private altar, and he can do whatever he wants. Omer Rebbe Yaakov bar Acha Omer Vasi. You're not allowed to help them or to be a shliach for them. So Amar Rabba L'arinhu L'hu Shari. Be allowed to instruct them, right? Arinhu, like the word to teach. Kiha de Ifra Hurmiz Ime de Shavar Malka, right? This happened with Ifra Hurmiz. She was the mother of Shavar Malka from Persia. Shidara Kurbana L'Rava. She sent a korban to Rava with a message. Shalach Alei Usku Nihale L'Shem Shemayim. I want you to shech this for L'Shem Shemayim. So Amalahu L'Rav Safra L'Rav Acha Barhuna. He said, Zilu udvaru tre ulme guloi. Go take two young men, non-Jews, of the same age, right? They look like each other. Vechazu heche de maske yama sirton. And show them where the, like the sea hits the sirton. It's like a beautiful place that hasn't been used. Ushkalu tzive chadate. Take brand new wood, va'apiku nura mimara chadata, and get fire out from new metal, new kelim. Va'askua nihale l'shem shemayim. And then they'll bring it for l'shem shemayim. So I'm le'abaye. Come on. So who's this going like that you're supposed to use this tzive chadate, the brand new wood? Rabbi Lozben in Shemua, Titania, Rabbi Lozben Shemua Omer, Ma Mizbech Shlo Yishtamesh Bohedyet, just like the Mizbech was not allowed to use by a regular, ordinary person, Af Eitzim Shlo Yishtamesh Bohem Hedyet, he also allowed to use by an ordinary person. But he agrees by a Bama that the wood would not have to be new. Right, the Tanya we learned in a brisa is talking when David purchases the place for the base of Migdash. Cause of echad omer tzastira vayitin David Arnon b'makom shikle zahav mishka sheish meos. So it says they gave him 600 shkalim. And cause of in the other pasuk it says vayiken David es hagorin ve'es habakar bekesef shkalim chamishim. He gave 50. Right. Haketza, so how does that work? So actually it's a Rashi in this week's Parsha where it talks about this stira. We'll read the Gemara, but it's beautiful tie-in. So many Parshas Re'e connections to the last few Dapim in Zvachim. Okay. Goyve mikol sheva v'shevet chamishim. Right? David HaMelech took 50 shkalim from each of the 12 tribes. 12 times 50 is 600. Shehein sheshes meos. Rabbi Yoimir Mishum Abba Yosi Bar Dostoy Bokar Ve'etim Mimokam Mizbeach Mechamishim. He purchased the korbonos, the cattle, and all the wood, and the place that was for 50 shkalim. V'chol Habayis Kula B'sheish Meos. In the actual place, the base of Meos, that was what he got, the 600 shkalim. Rabbi Lozer Ben Shmu Yoimir Bokar Ve'etim Mimokam Mizbeach Mechamishim. All those things David bought for 50 shkalim, right? V'chol Habayis Kula B'sheish Meos. And he bought them for 600. Dechsiv Ayomer Rabne El David Yikach Veya'al Adoni Hamelech Hatoiv Be'enav Re Habakar V'la'olav HaMorigim V'chle Habakar La'etzim. So it's talking about all these things and these Morigim, then we're going to discuss what is that used for. Rav Omeloch Hosom Nami Bechadate. So all those things were someone's saying, yeah, just pointing out this just speaking according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. So you see that David HaMelech bought all these new things for the wood. So David was bought the new ones that hadn't been used. So my morigin, what are these types of threshing instruments? The pasuk says sa'amula mita shel turbal. It's a type of turbal bed. So my mita shel turbo. What's a turbo bed all about? What does that mean? So Amar Abaye Iza de Kur Kaso de Daishin di Shoe. It's a special type of serrated heavy board. So Amar Abaye Micro. What's the pasuk that tells me that? Hine samtich lemorag charutz chadash ba'al pifiois. Right, I've made you a threshing board. This morag having sharp teeth, and you're going to thresh the mountains. You're going to make them small, like the hills will be like chaff. So you see, the morag has grooves and teeth, and it's used for threshing. Makri le Rava livrei. So Rava was learning these pesukim with his son. V'rami le kroy ahadade, and he pointed out Rami. He raised the contradiction. He had four, the four kashas by the seder. I think Nachama Leibowitz points out, we don't see there's the four she'elos. That's like an information question, is a she'ela. So in pedagogy, if a kid's not interested, anyone's not interested in the question, so you ask the question, it doesn't bother them. But when you have a kasha, you have a contradiction, so that gets the listener, the student, the Talmud gets more involved in it. You make a kasha, well, how could this be true? You're telling me something that contradicts what I know from elsewhere. So he had a beautiful Rami Le Kroy Ahadodi. He's teaching his son, he's using the dialectic method, he's raising a kasha. Ksiv one pasuk says, Vayitin David Arnon, right? One pasuk says, he gave him the 600. Ksiv Vayik. And David, no one says 50. So Haketzad, how do you resolve them? Gov mikol shevet shevet chamishim. You collect 50 from each shevet. Shehein sheish meos. which adds up to 600. I vekati kashin hadadi, but there's still a contradiction. Hosim kesef hachazav. One pasuk is talking about gold, one's talking about silver. So el hachikam, this is how you learn it. Goyve kesef, really, he collected silver, right? But mishkal sheish meos zohav, but the silver shkolin that he collected had the value of the 50 gold ones in weight, so when you come out, the final sum would be 600 golden shkolim. Okay, all right, Mir Tashem, we will stop here for today, and we'll pick it up at the two dots tomorrow.